4, is that okay? Hey, Tom.
How you doing, Shane? Well, I called you a minute ago. That's a station in Russia, and, he's really loud tonight. I talked to him a minute ago. How's your night going, Shane?
Well, I was dropping trailers about 10, 15 minutes ago and talked to KB4 CBA right with my wife for a few minutes. I had the volume down, so it's possible that's when you called. I didn't hear you. But I'm doing well tonight. Headed back down to Greenville. Hope you and Bernice are well.
Up in the rain locker, I just got done with my shower. And I told her I wanted to go down and see if Shane was on there. And she said, you just go ahead. Usually I stay up there until she gets done just for safety. But I can hear her if necessary. Well, it's not been a very eventful day. We went to the chicken feed store and we went down and looked at some trimmers at the steel store down there on Highway 14, but she didn't want it. She does the weed eating, I do the grass cutting. But I think that weed eater she likes so well is too heavy. It's 80 volts. And Amy, our daughter, says the same thing. But old hardhead, you're not going to change her, you know, being a hard-headed German.
To one of those two. She's a German, a couple of, well, just about one generation, or a generation and a half, maybe, two generations. And we won't talk about hard-headed.
His steel store said he thought I had it backwards. Here's a guy here I think I might have talked to before. He's an Italian, and he's on a ship. I can't pronounce the name of it hardly. Alla Pignano to Italy. But it looks like a real old ship. But boy, what a radio room this sucker's got, I'm telling you. He's here. I can see there's some Drake stuff and Yaesu stuff. But he's got an antenna that's out of this world. He's an ex-naval operator and CW operator since 1965 and has worked 465,000 QSOs. I believe he's ahead of us, Shane.
It's a wee bit ahead of you and a little bit more ahead of me, I guess. That's pretty good. I saw somebody one time, I heard somebody, and I looked him up, and he was on a ship, too, and I can't remember if he was Italian or not, but that would have been an interesting contact. I wasn't able to work him.
Just lately, and last night I worked this guy in Minot, North Dakota, just for the fun of it. He's in that Lewis and Clark de-expedition thing they're doing. I don't know how many I've gotten, but you don't hear North Dakota that often. It's pretty sparse. But this guy here, and looking at his webpage, I've worked him before. I-1-YRL. And who hasn't if he's worked a half a million contacts, you know? Oh, shoot. Well, did that rainstorm let up on you last night?
Did. It was just enough to get me a little damp, get my socks wet, get my hair wet, and mess up my glasses, you know, and then it went away. Fortunately, it was nice. It was beautiful the rest of the night. And, you know, my back to North Dakota, my son-in-law, Connor, K4HNR, he's from North Dakota, probably like Kansas. He said North Dakota is a place where you can watch your dog run away for 2 weeks.
And pick him up like an icicle, probably. Well, Dave Watson had a good friend, Steve, and I've talked to him before. He lives in South Dakota, and the conditions there are not much better, it doesn't sound like. You know, I'm not knowledgeable to that, but oh my, the temperatures up there are pretty horrible. It concerns me, these guys that laid my water line out front only laid it a foot deep when they put that PEX in. And then I talked to some smart folks on here, and they said, no, should be 2 feet deep. So I don't know. But yeah, that guy in Italy is listed as 3 Alpha/I1 YRL, and he's rich. You can tell that by the cars and stuff he's got on there. I'm trying to remember where 3 Alpha was. I'm thinking out in the Fiji land area or someplace like that, but I can't remember, Shane. Do you?
Where's that LK? No, I don't know. I feel like I may have worked somebody with that prefix before, but I'm not sure. But I couldn't tell you offhand. I've still got to learn my prefixes. I recognize some of them, but I haven't been on in a while either. We were gone all last week, and I haven't had a chance to get back on the radio since I've been back, and we're headed out Thursday night. We're headed out for a couple days for the weekend out to Vegas. My oldest son is graduating from an Air Force. It's like a Top Gun school for what he does, something to do with the unmanned aerial aircraft. He said he can't really say much about it. He can tell me what he does, but can't say anything more about it. But he's been there the last 6 months. And he was stationed in South Dakota when he was a Wizzo on the B-1s. He was there in the southwestern part of South Dakota. And then he transferred out of the B-1s, and he's been in California for the last couple of years with this unit.
Mentioning that, being a Wizzo in that. And what relation is he? I was looking at this map here.
My oldest son, we adopted him a few years ago. He's a family relative that we ended up adopting. So, but he's one of us.
Well, I can tell you what, you got a lot to be proud of there. Wow, if they don't ever let every Tom, Dick, and Harry get in one of those things. What they call those things? There's a shorthand word for the B-1. I've seen them up close at Wichita. Oh, I'm getting old and begin to forget the names of the air bases. There's a air base there, and the runways even connect over to Boeing's runways. And I'm trying to say Richards Gabar, but that's at Kansas City. I'll think of it a little bit. Been there many times, and there was 2 of them way back in the day sitting there hot, and they were nukes.
They were using them. They had them. Several of them were on the ready all the time. But they got kind of decommissioned a little bit under the last administration. They're trying to cut back on some of the spending, and he didn't have to get out of it, but he was able to transfer into a different unit, and he loves what he does. And now he's got some extra training. He'll be graduating. He's done, but official graduation is Saturday. And he can travel and instruct and kind of have authority. Even if somebody outranks him, he'll be able to walk in and say, this is how we do it, in whatever, whatever his specialty is in.
Outstanding. Well, our nephew that flies the 787, when he graduated down in Texas, I think it was Lackland, I'm not sure, where they train the Air Force pilots they start out in a prop plane and then they go to the T-38s. And he was Top Gun in that. His mom and dad had a picture of him at graduation there, and he was the Top Gun in that. And I was asking him one time, what was the most fun he had during that? And he says, well, one time they let us do as many, I forget what you call them, you're flying straight and level, and then you just start doing rolls, straight ahead. And he said, after 6, Tom, he said, that was it. He says, that's all I could stand.
Okay, I was going under 385 and I missed how many rolls he did. Got too scratchy. I don't know if you can hear me or not, but I'm coming out of it now. So repeat how many rolls he did.
Well, Steve never ever brags. He's very, very quiet, very disciplined. And I did ask him, I think they call him They're just straight and level, and then they just start doing, you know, pirouettes through the air, straight and level. And he did six of them, and he says, man, he said, that's all I can handle.
The forces on your body. Do you have a Prime membership, Amazon Prime? Do you have that on TV that they put out a documentary, our latest one on the Blue Angels? It's filmed in 2022. If you get a chance to watch that, I think you would enjoy it.
I will do that. And yes, I do have that. And I very rarely watch anything on Prime. I was right under the Blue Angels at Richard Scabar Air Force Base in Grandview, Missouri, actually. And Steve took us there when he was flying the C-130s for the Air Guard. That's really where he had his beginning, that and Beach Aircraft. His mom worked there, and so he got his initial training there and his twins and his commercial and his instruments license. But then he went to the C-130s because he wanted to be an airline pilot, and he has a degree in meteorology from Kansas University, so that fit right in. But they flew right over us in full afterburner, as close as they could get. And the babies were screaming, and man, it was deafening. And those were F-4s back in those days.
I watched that documentary. I went back and found some others, and there was one where they were flying the F-4s, talking about how loud they were. There was a documentary from 93 and then one from even earlier than that, early 80s, I believe, that I found. I think those two were on YouTube. But it's a good documentary. I think you'll enjoy it. I've seen the Blue Angels at least once, maybe twice, and the Thunderbirds. They're always put on a good show. Tom, I got to go. I'm pulling off the interstate here. Enjoyed it as always. Appreciate the call this evening. And hope you and Miss Bernice have a good evening. We will do it again. 7-3 to you, and 4-ZLK.
Okay, Shane. Pleasure's all mine. You have a good night, a safe night, most of all. This is N0TR-73.
CQ, Alpha Alpha 4, Golf Hotel.
TR, good evening, Gus.
Hey, Tom, great talking to you. How's everything been treating you, over?
Oh, just fine. The weather's been pretty nice, Gus, and it's supposed to be one more day, and then it'll start getting summertime. Hope you're doing well down there in Florida. I heard that you were having some real toad soakers down there.
QSL, that's true. Fortunately, we're missing them because we're in North Carolina at our new summer RV site, so we missed out on all the rain. But, no, the area needed rain. It's just sometimes you go from a drought to a flood with nothing in between. So, well, I hope, I hope you're doing well. Not getting on the radio as often as I used to, but trying to make up for that now. How have you been feeling, Tom?
Pretty darn good. Still have a lot of back pain. I got to have a MRI next week. I can't remember the date. Coming up pretty quick, though. But unfortunately, it's not of my back. I won't go into that now. But typical old age male problem there. And they call it prostate cancer. They got to keep an eye on it, but keep a positive attitude, and that's what counts. Bernice is doing pretty good, but she told me the other night, she says, the old gray mare just ain't what it used to be. You know, I said, well, welcome to the club. She's 75 and I'm 76, so we're doing all right. And Gus, you see you're in North Carolina and motorhome?
QSL, we've got a motorhome site we bought in Linville Land Harbor, which is near Linville, North Carolina, near Newland. We've got only about 5,000 square feet, but it's enough for the RV, a shed, a bunkhouse, a bathroom, And it's just working out great for us, and the investment was more modest than we thought we'd be. So life's doing pretty good, Tom. AA4GH.
Beautiful motorhome, and it's wonderful that you can travel around like that. That's just like taking your home with you, and to have a place like that that you can go and stay. What kind of recreation do you have up there? Do you fish or do anything outdoors? Means you're up there in the mountains now, I suppose.
That's right. We're near the Blue Ridge Mountains. The Blue Ridge Trail is not that far from us. We've driven it a couple times. I want to learn to fly fish. In our development, fly fishing is the only fishing allowed, and I've never done it. So I hope in a couple weeks I get time to get a rod, get a license, and maybe try to get somebody to teach me how to fly fish. Over.
Wonderful idea, and to get a little bit of instruction on fly fishing. I never did hardly ever do that. When I did, it was with a spinning outfit, not truly the fly fishing. But I think if you're young enough and you can still get out there in the streams and that, oh, the good Lord's blessed you, and that would really be relaxing and a great sport. And anymore, if I catch any fish, which is rarely that I go, well, we just catch and release. We can buy them at the grocery store if we need fish, or my neighbor brings me fish at times. He's got a big bass boat and a pontoon boat. And I went out with my grandson the other day on Lake Lyman down here, and I got him a little Bassmaster, I don't know. It's a 16-foot boat with a 9.9 engine on it, but it's got the fish finders on it and a real nice troller, and he's just having a ball with it. That just makes my day, Gus. Over.
Well, certainly doing something with the grandkids is fun. We kind of taught our one grandson to fish, and you know, he had fun for a couple seasons. Now he's a teenager, and it was less exciting. But I also taught him to shoot. And, you know, those are memories that hopefully will stick with him long after I'm gone, that, you know, Papa worked with them to learn how to do new things. Well, hey, Tom, it's always great to talk to you. I'm going to miss tonight's net because I have a RV net that on Tuesdays at 9 o'clock that I get on. So I'm going to wish you the best. I always appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. You're a heck of a gentleman, and I'm definitely going to make a trip to come down and see you. Alpha Alpha 4 Golf Hotel.
Yes, Gus, it's a pleasure to talk to you also. And heck, we can run over to the lake house over there and fish a little off the dock or take the boat out. I'm not a very good driver yet, but I do know how to run it. But it's only about 15 minutes at the most. And hope you have a great time up there. And I was trying to think who's the net control tonight. But I'll check you in with them, Gus, and let you go to your RV net 73s, and I'm going to head back over to my CW here, A4GH in 0GR. See you later, Gus.
Hi, Tom. KG4CFI.
Hey, Don. We got 9 minutes and 10 seconds.
I'm sitting on the front porch with a handy talkie. I guess I'm making it.
You are. You got a little hash in there, but you're about a 5x5, so that's very good. Bernice is going back up to get something and then bring me some strawberry, what do they call it, souffle or whatever it is. It's good. I know that. and maybe I told her I would take a homemade oatmeal cookie, too. And I got water, so I don't have to get up even, Don. The height of laziness.
I heard you say you had the big C in the prostate or something.
Oh, yeah. I've had it for a while, and it's slow growing, and I don't worry about it. You know, all of us have that. The good Lord's got a finite number for us, and all the worrying in the world ain't going to change it. It's not bothering me a whole lot at this time, and the doctor assures me that it won't. But I don't think he necessarily knows what the good Lord knows, but we'll hope that he's right.
Exactly what you're going through, because I've been there, done that. I have radioactive seed implants, had radiation, and I had the same thing that you got. And right now, I wound up with a tube in my stomach that goes into my bladder with a bag on my leg. I've had that on for, I don't know, since 2015, so I got used to it now. Other than that, nothing else has fell off.
That's a good way to put it, Don. Well, I'll tell you what, there was a, I almost died four times, and the doctor, and the first time, the surgeon, he didn't know. I started bleeding internally as well as a lung collapse at the time, which usually is pretty routine, but mine went bad, and my hemoglobin dropped, I don't know, 6 or 8, way down. And so they gave me a 50-50 chance and flew my brother home, and before he left, he told Bernice, he says, don't marry that guy, he's not going to live that long. So I ain't going to complain, Don. I think we're doing, both of us, real good.
Well, you know, Linda and I are both the same age, 83. I'll be 84 in November, and she'll be 84 in March of next year. So we're getting closer than that time, so I'm going to shut my big old mouth up and let you go back to the CWT or whatever it was you're going to do. And I always enjoy talking to you. 84 TFI, clear.
You know, the pleasure's all mine, Don. I really enjoy it. You'll be in there anytime. And Gus is a friend from Florida, and they're in an RV up in North Carolina, and he's a real pleasure to talk to. He travels all over the world, but we're pretty well settled here and too old to travel all over the world now. Although I talked to Russia a few minutes ago. I don't know if that's a plus or a minus with all the things that are going on. But what do you call that stuff, Bernice? Strawberry what? Strawberry fluff. It's sort of like fluffy Cool Whip and strawberries. Anyways, I'm not going to shove it back out of the way. Don, you take care and keep on trucking out there. It's a pleasure to talk to you tonight. Get off of here. It's we got 4 minutes left. 73's done. KG4PFI and 0TR clear.
Yeah, Tom, Linda's got some strawberry shortcake in there now with some whooping cream on top of it. Talk to you later. It's always a pleasure. KG4PFI clear.
Yeah, to my dad, my thoughts are more concerned about W4DJW than my own. I sure hope he's doing well. Anyways, take care, Don, and 0TR clip.